Classified. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner seated in the restaurant at the county seat. Listen.
Well, now, Lum, you've got to eat something. You can't just sit there and starve yourself on the death.
Well, I just ain't got no appetite, Abner. By the way, look at that couple sitting up there near the front there. Ain't that Ruby Dose?
Yeah, it used to be. That's her man there with her, Elrod Taylor. She married
him. No sign, no doubt.
Yeah, that's who it is. He used to live out there in Foley Hollow.
I know it.
Yeah.
Friendly.
Well, you might as well eat them bitters you've got there. You're going to have to pay for them. They don't give stuff away in this cafe, you know. It ain't like eating in your own lunchroom.
Well, I just can't eat. I don't know. There's just something about being out on bail that just takes away your appetite, looks like.
Well, better than being in jail, ain't it? All you get there is bread and water. Of course, you don't have to pay for it. Making both sides, you've got his good points, all right.
Good points? What's good about being arrested for bribery when you never bribe nobody and having to put out $100 to bail myself out?
Well, Mom, why don't you talk to the judge and just tell him it was all a mistake?
Well, I tried to, but he won't even let me in his office.
Well, can't our lawyer, Walford, do something?
Oh, he said leave it all to him. He'd take care of it, but the judge won't talk to him neither.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I wish we'd have got another lawyer, Abner. Tell you one thing, when my bribery trial comes up, he ain't going to be defending me.
Yeah,
I'm going to get that lawyer, Squire Skimp. Now, he's a good one.
Yeah. Well, when does your bribery trials come up?
I don't know. Right after we get done losing this one, I reckon.
Losing this one?
Why, sure. The jury will vote 100% again now that they think I'm a criminal.
Well, wait a minute, though. They wouldn't vote again both of us, would they? I ain't been arrested for bribing nobody.
We're partners in this deal. You're just as bad off as I am.
You mean I'm going to be dragged into that bribery trial, too?
No, that'll just be me, I think.
Oh, well, good. Give me a chance to get back to Pine Ridge and straighten up things at the store there. No telling what case Doc Weathers has got things into by now.
Yeah. Maybe you can get the restaurant open up again, too.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have my hands full running the store and the restaurant and everything else. And Elizabeth, no telling what she's did there on the place. I called her the other night and told her to start planting corn. And you know her, she would just plant corn or somebody tells her to stop.
Yeah.
Have my whole place planted in it, and I can't get in touch with her.
What's the matter?
Well, I can't call her during the daytime. She's out plowing. And then at night, why, Lord me alive, I'm in bed and asleep long before she gets the chores did and in the house. Don't want to set up to call her.
That's right.
Lord, reckon how long a sentence you'll get for this bribery?
Oh, I don't know. Well, wait a minute. I ain't lost the thing yet.
Oh.
I ain't been convicted yet.
No. Yeah, reckon I'll just have to wait and see how long you get, then.
Well, I ain't planning on getting no time at all. As long as this bribery charge is an actual mistake, I'm sure I can get out of it, I think. But whether I get out of it or not, it's still going to cause us to lose the pearl.
Yeah, that's right. We've lost that thing just sure as the world. The only fight now is twixt Squire Skimp and Grandpappy Spears. See which one of them gets it.
Yeah, that's just about the size of it, all right. I hope one of them does get it. I believe that thing's bad luck.
No, though, because I'd love to keep it a while and find out. We might just as well go back to Pine Ridge, though, I reckon. That's right. You can't go, can you?
Now, what's so funny about that?
Well, I mean, you've got to stay for your other shop. Well, for the land sake, look who's coming in the lunchroom, Mom.
Huh?
Doc Withers. Might be looking for us. Hey, Doc, over here.
Oh, there you are, Abner. I've been looking all over for you.
Has something went wrong at the store?
No, I just heard about what... Well, Rob, what are you doing here? I thought you was in jail.
No, not no more, I ain't. And don't say that so loud. Everybody in the lunchroom starts looking at me.
Yeah, Lum bailed himself out, Doc.
Oh, you put up the bail money yourself, Lum?
Yeah.
I see. Mm-hmm. Well, that's nice. Glad to hear.
Yeah, well, what happened, Doc? Why'd you leave the store and come up here to the county seat?
Well, no reason. Nothing special. Tell me about the trial.
What now, Doc? You must have had some reason for coming up there. What is it? What went wrong?
Nothing's gone wrong, Abner.
Has the store burned down?
No. At least it hadn't when I left this morning.
Huh?
I don't recall any smoke around there at all. That was around 8 a.m.
8 a.m., huh?
Yes. What time did you hear that it caught on fire?
Now, wait a minute. Stop right there. I can see how these things get started.
The fire, you mean, Lou?
No, these misunderstandings you and Doc get yourself into. Now, listen, Doc. Just why did you come here? Don't beat around the brake. If there's any trouble, come right out flat-footed and tell us. With all the trouble I'm in right now, a little more ain't going to make no difference. Now, what is it? Why did you come here?
Well, I... Oh, not really, I think.
Come on, what is it?
Well, I just heard that you was arrested, and I happen to remember I had a little money kicking around. Well, it doesn't make any difference now. You're out. Well, tell me about this fire.
Well, wait a minute. Is that why you come up here, to put up bail money for me?
Well, it was just some old money that I had kicking around. Wasn't drawing any interest.
Well, I granted. Let me shake your hand. That's the thoughtiest thing I've had anybody do for me in years. Now, why didn't you think of that, Abner?
Huh? Oh, well, Doc, how do you think the fire got started?
Now, don't change the subject. Looks like Doc's the only friend I got in the whole world.
Well, somebody might have dropped a lighted cigarette. You can take one little careless gesture like that and start a whole forest fire. Burn down acres and acres of good timberland. Represents a loss of millions of dollars. Takes years to reforest those areas. Just think of that, Abner.
Well, I never done it. It weren't me. I don't even smoke.
Well, after this, watch yourself. You can see what a little carelessness can lead to.
Simmer down, Doc. Not so loud.
You can see what a little carelessness can lead to.
Oh.
That's good advice for everyone. We ought to have fire prevention weeks the whole year round. Did you hear that, Abner?
Yeah, well, I'm for it, Doc. What I want to know is just how bad the store got burned.
How's that?
Abner, the store never got burned at all. Perfect all right.
Well, Doggy, we sure lucky that our store come through a fire like that without no damage. One spark and that whole thing would have went up like a sack of salt. I'd sure love to catch some varmint that started that fire.
Abner, would you please forget about that fire? Doc, I want to tell you how much I appreciate you wanting to go my bail.
Oh, don't think nothing about it. How did you get arrested anyway?
Oh, it's a long story.
It was Cedric Wehunt's fault.
Oh, not necessary. He never knowed what he was doing.
Well, here's what happened, Doc. Our skimp lawyer got a hold of Cedric and told him some stuff to say when he got up on the witness stand. They twisted the facts around to where it sounded like Lum had come right out and admitted that the pearl actually belonged to Squire.
They said that to Cedric?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes. That young boy, Cedric.
Anyway, Lum happened to find out about it and tried to straighten Cedric out. Told him how wrong it was and told him he was supposed to tell the truth when he got up there.
Yes, honesty is the best policy.
Cedric felt terrible about it and promised that he would tell the truth. But the trouble was he'd borrowed $4 from Lum to buy a pair of tennis shoes so as he'd look good on the witness stand. And them is what caused the trouble.
Well, I never heard of anybody having any trouble with tennis shoes. They're rather nice. Attractive to the eye. Sometimes used for basketball. Some even use them for playing tennis.
So Cedric gets up and tries to tell the truth, but it gets all mixed up. Now, first thing you know, he made it sound like Lum had bribed him with the $4 to keep him from telling all he knows.
And that's when the judge arrested me for bribery.
Well, why don't you go to the judge and explain the truth of the matter, Lum? Have a heart-to-heart talk with him.
Well, I've tried, but for some reason, he just won't talk to me. I don't understand it.
Well, it won't have nothing to do with our lawyer, Mr. Walford, neither. Lum, there comes Cedric. I thought he went back to Pine Ridge. He ought to after what he done yesterday.
I told you to stop blaming him, Ed.
Yes, Cedric. Here we are, over here.
Bright young boy.
Oh, howdy.
Thought you went back home, Cedric.
No, Mama, I had something I had to do here first.
Now, sit down, Cedric. You want something to eat?
Yeah, you can eat Lum's merchant lunch. You never even touched it. And nobody here will know that you ain't a merchant.
Oh, no, Mama, I ain't hungry. I just feel so terrible I couldn't eat nothing.
Oh, now, don't feel that away, Cedric. You just done what you thought was right. Ain't your fault that it turned out wrong.
Well, it sure turned out wrong, I'll say that for it.
Well, you better eat something, Cedric.
Yes, Cedric, a growing boy needs nourishment to make muscles and strong bones.
Oh, I couldn't eat a thing. I've never felt so terrible in my life. Never.
Now, Cedric, don't start blubbering. You ain't done nothing so wrong.
Oh, yes, I did. I'm a no-good nothing. A varmint. A boy varmint.
Cedric, cut out fat blubber. Everybody in the lunchroom is looking at you puddling up our
way. I can't help it. Mr. Lum, can you ever forgive me?
You're forgiven. I don't hold nothing against you, Cedric.
Oh, I'm a no-gooder.
Oh, be quiet.
I tried so hard to do the right thing.
We know you did.
Of course we do. Now, just forget it.
Yes.
I thought sure that'd fix everything up, but it just looks like I'm snake bit. Can't do nothing right. I loved them tennis shoes, too.
What do you mean, loved them? Ain't you still got them?
Well, no, Mom. I washed off the bottoms of them and taken them back to the shoe store.
Didn't they fit you?
Oh, yes, Mom. They fit good. Taking them back was the only way I could get any money. And the worst part of it was it didn't work.
What didn't work?
My little talk with the judge this morning.
With the judge?
Wait a minute. Did you talk to Judge Pollock?
Yes, Mom. I told him that as long as it was the $4 that got you into this trouble, I'd give it to him. Give it to him if he'd get you out of that bribery thing.
Oh, my goodness. Did you tell him that?
Yes, Mom. And he said, you get out of here. I don't want to have nothing to do with you nor that bribing crowd that sent you.
Well, if Cedric doesn't stop helping Lum, they'll have to bail the old fellow out with a number 4 washtub.